Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our meditation is the first lesson for today. We read in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, beginning at verse 7. You deceived me, Lord, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him. Let's denounce him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior, so my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteous and probe the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. This is God's word. In the name of Jesus Christ, that name that we proclaim because the desire to do so burns within our hearts. Have you ever been conflicted about proclaiming the word of the Lord? I know I have, and I have experienced, and maybe you have, the same result that Jeremiah experienced. That word, that preaching of the law and sin and repentance, it brings insult and reproach all day long. As we consider this morning the blessing of our preschool as a way of sharing God's word with the world, I'm reminded of not too long after we opened our preschool, we started out giving the Great Exchange evangelism presentation to the parents. And after I did that, this mother came to me and she was livid that I would dare suggest that her child was a sinner, that I would dare suggest that her child was not innocent because they were a little child and didn't know any better. And that parent threatened to withdraw the child from our program. As I said, you may have experienced a similar reaction in a different situation as I have. Dare we stop preaching the law? Dare we stop preaching sin and repentance? Dare we need to stop that so that we become more acceptable and more popular, particularly in the religious climate of today? I know you're saying to yourselves, we can't. We can't do that. Because like Jeremiah, his word is in my heart like a burning fire. I am weary of withholding it. Indeed, I cannot. As it turned out, that child stayed with us. And we were able to share with that little girl and the other children in preschool not only sin, but also grace. To teach that little girl and those other children, as we are blessed to continue to do, to know that Jesus Christ is their Savior from sin. That Jesus died on the cross for them. One of the purposes of our celebration today is to thank and praise God not only for the past blessings of the preschool that we've had these many years, but by His grace to enable us, when there were many questions, to continue our preschool, to continue to share God's Word, both law and gospel, with little children, many of whom come from families who worship false gods and don't know the true God. So we can relate, can't we, to Jeremiah's dilemma, to his conflict. When you preach God's Word, you're going to be reviled and insulted all day long. But we can't stop because it's burning within us to share that good news of Jesus, our Savior. Where can we find the strength to do that? Look with me this morning at those conflicts, those conflicting forces that are at work within us. We want to quit the work, but zeal for the Lord burns within our hearts. Where do we find the strength to continue? Jeremiah was, for the most part, a preacher of the law. He was a preacher of repentance. The Lord had called him to be a prophet at a time in the southern kingdom when the nation had turned itself over to many vices and to idolatry. The kings and the priests who were supposed to lead the people to God were in fact, and had in fact, led them away from God to idols. And so God called Jeremiah to go to them and hold up that mirror of the law. You shall have no other gods. And to call them to repent of their sin. Otherwise, they would be lost eternally. And God's judgment would come down upon Jerusalem and the entire southern kingdom. Jeremiah, being a faithful prophet, did not hold back on that message. He preached repentance and judgment and God's wrath against them. But what did it get him? One example of what it got him, there was a wicked priest by the name of Pashur, and he took a hold of Jeremiah and beat him almost to death, and then put him in stocks for a while because of the message that he had preached. And so now, having thought that people would just be glad to hear this, that they would just be glad to give up their sins and obey the will of the Lord, when they didn't, Jeremiah became conflicted. He became hesitant. He became unsure of what he should do and considered giving it up. He even went so far to say to God, "You have deceived me." The word there means to call or to entice or to deceive. This is Jeremiah's sinful nature speaking out. God, you called me to speak your word. You kind of indicated to me that the people would be happy to hear that and accept me as your messenger. And just the opposite is true. So now I have this conflict going on in my heart with the desire to give up the work, with a desire to no longer speak the word of truth. Jeremiah complained, "I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me." And he had no doubt of why he was being persecuted. He said, "Whenever I speak, I cry out proclaiming violence and destruction, that God's judgment against them if they did not repent. And as a result, the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long." Jeremiah the prophet knew what was causing his problems. It was being faithful to the Word of God. It was preaching sin and the law and repentance and obedience to turn back to the Lord in faith. And yet, there was this other part of Jeremiah that just would not let him do that. He had another force that was conflicting with that desire to give up, and that is that the word was just burning in his heart to get it out. When he considered stopping preaching the truth of God's word, he said, "I can't. I just cannot fail to preach and teach the way God has called me to do it. I know people are laying in wait for me. I know my friends are waiting for me to fail somehow, to be deceived and to give up so that they can then pounce on me and kill me. But in spite of all that, there's only one thing I can do, and that is to continue to preach the word of the Lord the way he has revealed it to me." I have experienced this conflict in my own ministry. Maybe you have as well in your conflict of forces of not wanting to be insulted or ridiculed by sharing God's word, but yet saying to yourself, I have to. I just can't not share God's word with others. This is the conflict we have. We have the word of God. We preach the law and the gospel. We preach sin, which is breaking that law, and we preach death and hell that sin brings. And we preach that you're not your Savior. Jesus Christ is your Savior from sin. And that is not a popular message. And it's going to get more unpopular as the end draws near, as Judgment Day gets closer and closer. People do not always want to listen to our message. They don't want to believe our message. They're not happy with us. They don't appreciate it when we hold the mirror of the law up before them to show them their sin. They don't like the idea that they have to trust in some other Savior rather than try to save themselves by their own good works, by their efforts and good intentions. But before we're too hard on those others, that perfectly describes us in our sinful nature. We don't like, as Christians, people holding up the law of God to us to show us our sins. We don't like to be reminded that the godliness that we now live in our sanctification, that our obedience to the will of God that we so freely and happily render to God does not count for at least something when it comes to our salvation. There is that conflict of forces within us, because people don't want us to preach sin and death and hell. And my sinful nature doesn't want that. People don't want us preaching Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven. And our opinion of the law that we have within us doesn't either. And so, we may want to stop doing that and sharing those things with them to avoid conflict, to become more popular, to grow, to be accepted in the religious community and spirit of our day. Or we may want others to stop sharing that with us. So what's the answer to that conflict? Where do we find the strength to go on, like Jeremiah, and do the right thing. We find it in the Lord's protection, in the Lord's being with us, in the Lord's promise that we heard in our gospel lesson today, that those who oppose us will eventually be judged, that we're not experiencing anything that he didn't experience. We're not greater than our master. We're not greater than our teacher. He endured those insults and that reproach and that rejection. Jeremiah realized, and we realize, that we can expect nothing else as well. Jeremiah experienced our gospel lesson in advance, knowing that if he denied God before men, that God would deny him, or that if he denied Christ, then Christ would deny him before the Father. But if he continued to faithfully proclaim the word of the Lord, to acknowledge God, that on that great day, God would also acknowledge him. And so Jeremiah held to that promise of God and that trust in God's strength. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior, so my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgiven. Jeremiah was not alone in experiencing that. Christ did, and we do as well. But with us is our Savior God, a mighty warrior, who in his almighty power and with the power of his holy angels is with us, protects us, and guards us. There were two times in my life where I've actually had my life threatened as a preacher of God's word. In one of them, I learned never to write a letter to the editor again. And in the other one, I learned not to pick up strangers, drunk strangers off the street. But I did those things because the Lord had given me the strength to say what needed to be said. And I trusted that the Lord would take care of me, and he did in those situations. And you likely have had some similar experience as well. You know, many times we may not even know that somebody would have hurt us or harmed us, but they didn't, because God's power, the angels, stepped in and prevented that from happening, even when we did not know it. But like Jeremiah, we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to be afraid of. Now, that doesn't mean we might not have to change tacks or approaches after that experience that I had with that mother in preschool. We decided to no longer do it that way, but rather to teach the children about Jesus and let the children approach their parents. Let the children teach their parents. Let the parents learn from our aides and from our teacher through discussion, through sharing God's word with them, through establishing a relationship with them first, rather than, in their opinion, just jumping on them and shoving something down their throat. Now, we may continue to do it that way. In the future, we may choose, as some congregations, to do it a different way. But the point is that we will not, in fear or hesitation, say to someone, we're not going to share God's word with you. We're going to say to that parent who wants to enroll their child, we'd like them to be in your preschool, but we would like them excused from the Bible lesson. And we would have to say, and we say to them, we're sorry, then we're not for you. Because our purpose is to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the children. And that's what we are going to do. So however we go about it, we dare not fear or be ashamed or let others make us give up the work. We can't, can we? Because isn't the sharing the Word of God burning in our hearts? Isn't that something that we really desire to do, is to tell others as we would want them to tell us, your sins damn you. But Christ died on the cross and paid for those sins. Repent. Trust in Jesus as your Savior. And then you have eternal life with Him in heaven. In another place in Jeremiah, we read that the reason he was so unpopular, and see if this doesn't ring a bell, that the people only wanted to hear peace. They only wanted to hear a message of security. They only wanted to hear a message that what we're doing is fine. There's nothing wrong or sinful about what we're doing. And we can worship God and sin openly against Him at the same time. And we don't want anybody telling us anything differently. Otherwise, we won't like them. Or we won't like you. Or we'll call you old-fashioned and judgmental and unloving and heartless. It sounds familiar because that's sadly much the way it is in the landscape of religion today, of the visible church. Again, that doesn't mean there aren't Christians there. Doesn't mean the people aren't going to heaven. Doesn't mean that the gospel isn't there. But if you pay any attention at all, you see some great similarities between today and Jeremiah the prophet's day. The people only wanted that message, but Jeremiah wouldn't lie. And Jeremiah wouldn't shut up. So he continued to preach God's word, and they continued to not listen. And God's judgment came down in the form of the Babylonians and destroyed Jerusalem and carried the people off into exile in a foreign land. Could happen here. Luther considered that. It was very much, as he looked around to the religious landscape of his day, very much so like it was in Jeremiah's day and in ours. And I think this quote from Luther is very applicable to that conflict that takes place in our heart, those conflicting forces, and the strength we have in Christ. Luther wrote, "But Christ will be able to sustain His own, for whose sake He causes His word to shine forth in this shameful time of ours, just as at Babylon He sustained Daniel and those like him, for whose sake Jeremiah's prophecy had to shine forth." And remember that Jeremiah also preached the gospel. He said to the exiles, to the believers, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to give, not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a future." The gospel has that promise for us as well. And so we can also echo Luther as he concluded in his doxology, "To the same dear Lord be praise and thanks with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God over all and to eternity. Amen."